We've got Alistair Smith, who's the director of Bring It On, the musical. Welcome to the show, Alistair.
Good afternoon.
Now, we'd like to have a bit of a chat about, obviously, where how you got to where you are. So where did your interest in arts come start off with, and how did you get to where you are now?
Where to start on that one? Look, I studied as a performer and graduated in 2004 from the Ballarat Academy of Arts, back then being BAPA, and I studied music theatre there, and went into a career of shows, treading the boards, doing the normal thing, hoofing on the line. But I always had this interest in creating as well. So for that whole time I was dabbling in both, and then I decided I wanted to go and, you know, investigate that part of my practice a little bit more. So I went off to VCA and started directing there.
Okay. But it's good to get that acting background.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
considering that you'll be directing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I worked out what that process was, and I worked out how best to, you know, talk with actors and deal with that. So I'm absolutely so thankful that I took that part. Path.
And how long ago did you do the directing course?
It was 2011.
Right, okay.
I did that.
Yeah. Also a while ago.
Yeah, a little while ago. That's when I just wanted to, because I'd done a little bit of directing before that, but I just wanted to go and get, you know, meet right people and, you know, share with shared experience. And
have you made the right choice?
I hope so.
Well, you'd know by now.
Yeah, absolutely. This feels like the direction I need to go in.
Right.
And the doors just started to open. You know, it's just as hard as any other arts career, but yeah, I'm finding it more artistically satisfying.
And what sort of stuff did you do in the early days?
Cabarets, garage theatres, you know, all of that stuff that you got to do to cut your teeth on. My first big task I took on was directing Threepenny Opera. So I thought, yeah, why not start with a Brecht? Why not start with one of the hardest ones? I was young and naive. all that kind of stuff I was doing early on.
Yep. Yeah, where are you now? What have you done in recent years?
Yeah, recent years. Well, Bring It On's probably one of the bigger productions I've been a part of, especially because I haven't gone through the regular route of being a resident director on big musicals. I wanted to go and find my own artistic voice first. So this is probably one of my biggest to date as far as size musicals. But I've done a lot of smaller plays working with MTC and Red Stitch.
There you go.
Yeah, so a
There's
few little things.
Yeah,
some good names there. But I have a kind of a broad kind of practice at the moment. So it hasn't always just been musicals, but very much so in the last little bit.
Now, this one, Bring It On, the musical, a second time round.
Yes.
You directed the first time as well.
Yes, yeah.
Tell us about, because it's not your average show, is it?
Not at all.
And who would have thought it would have worked the first time around?
It was, we were just saying it was, this odd runaway hit. It was...
What's it about?
It's a new version, so it's not based on any of the films at all. So there's like 106 films, I think, or something like that, Bring It On films.
Do you know what? I didn't know about it at all.
The film or the musical?
The film.
I'll see by the first three, maybe.
Yeah. Justin's looking at me with his mouth open.
He's so shocked.
No idea.
Look, I only had seen the first one. I think it was 1999, I think it came out.
So
huge.
Where were they?
The films?
Yeah, were they a TV film?
The one after the first one, straight to DVD.
Yeah,
but the first one was a massive... massive hit,
and it
feels a bit of a cult hit. Yeah,
it was. Well, I hate to say it, but it was a big hit.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Not my sort of thing.
No, absolutely not. They've taken a new direction with the story, so it's a brand new story. It's not based on the film.
So, but it's about cheerleaders.
Yeah,
American cheerleaders.
American cheerleaders,
which is becoming pretty popular here. You see them.
Fun fact: Melbourne is the cheer capital of Australia.
But it is. it's with anything within the arts.
Isn't it, right? It's huge. And I feel, I have, this may be misinformation, but I understand that it's being trialed to be an Olympic sport in the next Olympics.
Ah. That's what I was going to say to you. It's gone beyond cheerleading. Yeah. It's competition and very
it's
athletic.
Huge.
And
gymnastic. Yeah, we have four cheerleaders, professional cheerleaders in our production.
Okay.
And they're world champions. They go off to America every year and they've come back champions. So it's incredible. And the stuff that these people do is incredible.
It really is. You know, like when the odd one times that I've seen it on television, I'm blown away with, you know, like they do about five somersaults in the air and then they're caught by three people or
something. They're incredible.
There must be a lot of injury.
Well, these guys are so well trained that we didn't, touch wood, that we haven't had any injuries so far.
Right.
So because they just do it all the time and they're fit, so strong. When we were taking at the Athenaeum, we were taking the last production and we had to keep taking the lighting rig out and out and out because they kept going higher and higher. I was like, guys, you're going to have to reel that in a bit. So yeah, but it's based on cheerleading, and it's based on this kind of turf war between two rival schools.
I could imagine.
Oh, a bit like West Side Story, maybe.
Yeah,
sorry.
A bit like West Side Story, maybe. You know?
A little bit.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
Oh, West Side Story is based on a rough Romeo and Juliet.
No,
it was just a two-part. That got me.
Move on, Neil.
Yeah, no, it's based on two schools. This one. School is a very, in our productions, a very Trump supportive kind of upper, rich white school, and the Jackson High School is more your public school. So for me, the production is about the America that we have to suffer and us working towards the America that the world needs.
Okay,
so it's about value systems, and the our lead character discovering that and unpacking that. So,
And has it been big overseas? Or
It was hugely successful on Broadway. Okay. And there's been a couple of tour productions. But it's this unknown, relatively unknown musical because it is Bring It On. So people have this perception of the show. Or know nothing about it at all. But it's, you know, it's an incredible pedigree of writers. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda's music and Tom Kitt.
Okay.
As we know, Lin, it was written just before Hamilton, so it's got all that buzz about it. And I think they all wrote it as like a little bit of a cash cow to make them some money, not thinking that Hamilton was going to come along.
Yeah. I did laugh recently prior to the Sydney announcement that the State Theatre in Sydney actually posted a pic of Lin-Manuel Miranda announcement tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, there was speculation rife. And then when they announced, and everyone's going, Hamilton. And I laughed the next morning when it was said it was Bring It On.
Yeah.
And everyone went ballistic. Well, they never said it was going to be Hamilton. No, they never said he was coming out here.
I do remember that, So why did you want to get involved in this? You know, did you get caught up in this film?
Absolutely. I was a massive fan of the film back in the 90s.
You and Justin should have hung out.
I'm with you on that one.
It was so great. I still remember the day I saw it.
So tongue-in-cheek or...?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, and it's like the film as well. There is that that satire to it, but there is also a beautiful heart to it as well. Like there's some gorgeous songs, but the comedy is, it's non-stop. So, it does a beautiful job of balancing that. Yeah.
Wow. I must come and see.
You must, yeah.
Because we actually spoke to one of the actors last time around.
Yes, right.
And I can't remember her name now.
Was it Nadia? Maybe Nadia.
I think it was Nadia now. And, she was saying how exciting it was to be part of something. It was before when, started.
Yeah.
Is she in this production?
No, well, she's off in School of Rock.
Ah.
So we've just finished, you've caught me after a week. Long audition process we've just gone through. We've just auditioned 300 dancers, singers, actors, tumblers, cheerers to find these rare gems that we need because they have to be able to be tossed in the air. They have to be able to flip. They have to be able to belt their face off when they're up in a chairlift. So, yeah, so she's not involved in them at the moment, but I think we've found a couple of really good candidates for it.
Mm. And is it, well, it's obviously going up to Sydney this time. Did it travel last time? Or?
No, we just had booked a small season thinking, okay, do a couple of weeks and it might sell. And then it really sold and it kept selling, and you know, a lot of the actors had booked other jobs, so we couldn't keep extending. Okay. Otherwise we would have kept going.
Yeah.
So that's I think why the producers decided to bring it back.
And why has it, and you know, is it obviously people like Justin, you can nod over in the corner. Did you go and see this stage production? No? Oh yes. Yeah,
he's
but you're going to the
yeah,
now. Did you know about it? No. Yeah, because you know, was it more just word of mouth the last time around?
Yeah, I think it's the people that love the film. So as soon as they heard it was coming, and yeah, going to see the show on the various nights, it was full of people travelling to come and see it from, you know, far out who are fans of the film. So it does have a very diverse audience
base. Cheerleading people.
The cheer. They come from far and wide, and that's why we needed to have real cheerleaders in this and not fake it. We had to have the real deal because that's what it sells. So, absolutely. Yeah. The cheer fans, huge.
And was it, you know, like the audition's huge for them?
Yeah.
Like everyone wanted to be part of it?
Yeah, yeah, a lot. We saw so many cheer. And I did not know cheer other than Bring It On, the film. Mm-hmm. And my choreographer, who Mikey Ralph, who worked with me, had done it previously. And he'd said, Al, you might find this really intense for the first couple of days. And I said, Mikey, I got this, don't worry. And as soon as they came in and started lifting people on one hand and throwing people around, I was like in some sort of meltdown of stress panic. It was incredible. So they have to be put through their paces. So we've got a cheer consultant who works on the show, Natalie Commons, who is a world champion. So she comes in and she puts them through the paces. And then the music theatre performers have got to come in. We have done a couple of cheer camps with them, and they've got to learn how to be lifted, put into chairlifts, all of the business.
Interesting that two shows that we've spoken about today, Barnum the Circus Musical, that working with circus people and musical theatre, and now you guys with cheerleaders.
It's something in the water.
A different something in the water. but just goes to show you how diverse musical theatre's becoming, isn't it?
Absolutely. And like, you know, my day, we didn't need to do flips and twists and turns, you know. Dancing and singing at the same time was fancy enough. But now you have to do all that and then some.
Yep.
So they've all got to stick around and chuck these pikes and these flips and handsprings.
But isn't that the way, though, that a musical theatre is going in the respect that that people are so talented now, aren't they?
So talented.
And you're like, you just think that there's not enough work out there for the quality of people coming through, but thank God more and more people want to do it, don't
Absolutely.
They?
And because they need, their bodies need to be fit and strong, so they've got to be young.
Yeah.
So.
Well, on our show, one of our ex-co-hosts, because he probably won't be back, was John O'Hara. Who's in, I don't know, you screwed your face up because you didn't know where I was going.
I did not know where you were going.
John O'Hara, who's now in School of Rock.
Working opposite Nadia.
And he injured himself and didn't and couldn't go on in the beginning. Yeah. So he came back onto our show and we had him for another month or more until.
Two,
and, you know, like, and one day he actually poured out his story on air about how tough it was and all the rehab that he had was going through and what it would be like for a sportsman as well.
It's the same. They're an elite.
It's such hard work.
Yeah.
And all he did was turn.
Yep.
Did a funny turn one day and bang, the injury came. So.
And their bodies are their tools. So without them, they can't do their job.
And who's producing this?
David Venn from David Venn Enterprises. He's currently doing the 50 Shades musical parody down at the Alex Theatre.
Yep, in Secura, around the corner from my place.
Yeah, that's the one. So he's, remounting this and, taking it on the road. Yeah, so he's a new producer in town and he's taking risks on Melbourne artists and... Yep. building these shows, these Melbourne-made shows. Which
and
is so
how
incredible.
Exciting is that as well? That,
it's so incredible.
Know, having produced a like this.
Yeah. It's,
because, you know, that's the tough gig, isn't it?
That's the hard one.
On
yeah, absolutely. And he does it all on his own. And it's so incredible that he's taking these risks on these shows and on us, you know, not looking at a franchise musical to come in. It's us.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sits there. He's there the whole time with us in the auditions, sitting there, you know, emailing everyone, getting the talent in. It's just incredible. So it's something I absolutely could not do.
And it certainly paid off because the Green Rooms recently,
yes.
Michael Ralph, who you already
yes.
mentioned, got
yes.
best the Betty Pounder Award for
choreography.
Choreography.
Yep.
But
yeah.
you're also getting a nomination for best production. In the best production.
Yes, we did.
Category
yeah.
as well. So
which
you're up against
huge.
A
yeah.
huge range of other shows.
It was a real honour to have that, to be recognised, to have Melbourne made theatre recognised. It was wonderful. Absolutely.
Brilliant. Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank
and,
you so much.
I've got to come along and see it.
You must.
So where's it playing?
The Athenaeum Theatre.
Right. And when yeah. does it open?
July, I believe.
Mid-July.
Yep. That'll be the one.
28.
Yes.
You're supposed to know this.
I know. I've got brain fry. Where's the media release? tickets are on sale. And I would, look, book. If you're interested, book now. Because last year we just sold out.
And what's it called again?
Bring It On, the Musical.
Is that a film?
Based on a film, but not the film.
Alistair, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.